Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, an awful lot to get into today. Obviously, we're feeling better about the Birds. I mean, 5-2 is it's a lot better than it could have been when you consider how they started this year. It's a pretty darn good record, and hopefully from here they can really take off. We'll talk a lot about the Eagles today, a lot about Jalen Hurts, who is, in many ways the talk of the town. For obvious reasons, the season he's had, the career he's had, the game he had the other day. So that's on the line today. So too is the World Series tonight as the L.A. Dodgers, James Seltzer, can close it out
How
tonight.
How about it?
How about it? So the
sweeperific.
Yeah, well,
Freddie
you know.
Freeman.
I know.
Special for him.
Look at you becoming a Freddie Freeman guy all of a sudden.
Kinda.
All right, so the Yanks look like they're just about done. Dodgers on the doorstep, Flyers tonight, Sixers tomorrow. All of it with you on the phone lines, 2155. Juan Soto? Anyone? We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494.
Hand raised.
There you go. Including Nick Sirianni on the program today at 840. Richie Rich, what's up, bud?
Hi, Joe.
Hello, buddy.
Sub bookkeeper is the only word in English, with four pairs of double letters in a row. This is a crazy word, man.
Doesn't seem like one word.
You're right.
Doesn't.
You're right, but it's one word. Sub-bookkeeper. 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 Only word with four pairs of double letters in a row.
Well, I think whoever let it into the English language made a mistake.
You think, wow, you think they did the language a disservice.
Don't you?
With its flexibility and allowance. It does feel a little forced, like maybe there should be a hyphen.
A little lenient right there. All right, so there's a lot to get to today. And again, we're always looking forward on a Tuesday to talk to Sirianni, Ron Jaworski, Elliot Sher-Parks, and of course you at 215-592-9494. So first and foremost, obviously, you know, curious what you're feeling and thinking about the Birds as they, you know, it's the highest time this year for this team where we feel better than we have, obviously. And, you know, we got a call yesterday from, I forget who it was, might have been O.G. Wade. It was one of our great callers who had referenced that he felt like the Eagles are finally starting to wash away the stink from last year. And I agree with that. I mean, you know, with the way this season started, it felt like a continuation of last year. And with three games in a row under their belts as W's, that's a big deal. We don't want to lose sight of that. We want to lean into that. I mean, I had mentioned yesterday, they might only need to win four more games the rest of the year to make the playoffs. I mean, when you're at 5 and you might need to only get to 9. I mean, literally, the whole rest of the year might need to only win four more games. Now, hopefully they win more than that. Hopefully they cruise to the playoffs. Hopefully they win the division. But the whole team is on the line today, and you can weigh in about how you feel about the Birds at 215-592-9494. So, too, obviously, John is the quarterback. We've talked many times, many, many times as a show. There's no two individuals in Philly sports that get discussed more than the quarterback of the Eagles and the coach of the Eagles. I mean, it is what it is. And this is Hurts' time. Like it was Donovan's time, like it was Carson's time, like it was Randall's time. This is Jalen's time, for good or bad. And we've seen a lot of good and we've seen a lot of bad. And so today we ask you at 215-592-9494, where you stand right now on Jalen Hurts. Knowing all that we know, knowing all that we've seen, I will tell you this, John. I was surprised by the reaction of some yesterday who seemed to just wash away the negatives over the last year and a half and just focus on a great game of football by him. And it was. It was a great game. He played a fantastic football game, and I was thrilled to see it. I was surprised how quick people were, maybe not shocked because I guess I've seen it before, but perplexed by the, yeah, I'm just going to crumple up the piece of paper that's got my list of these concerns over the last year and a half. Boom. That goes in the trash can, and I'm just going to focus on what I saw for 3 hours. And I find that weird.
No, your list of concerns was much lengthier than my length of concerns.
Well, then
my list of concerns.
That's for darn sure, yeah.
And I think than many people's list of concerns. And so that, I think, is what you're
referring
to.
I'm a little bit more
here.
On the extreme. I'll say I'm more on the extreme end, but based on the conversation as recently as last Thursday and Friday on our show, from a lot of callers, there were a lot of people really concerned. Let me give you an example of one that surprises me. So Seth Joyner, we'll play this audio, you know, coming up in the next hour or so. Seth, during the game, I believe it was either late first or early second quarter, Seth had a tweet where, matter of fact, it was second quarter. Seth had a tweet where he, talking specifically about Jalen, and he ended it with hashtag highly concerned. Like 2 hours later, he's got him, you know, based on what he said to us on the show yesterday, as the long-term, no doubt, franchise quarterback of the Eagles. See, that doesn't compute for me, John. How can you be in the second quarter, hashtag highly concerned, and you'd be on our show yesterday, pom-poms, like this
problem.
Is the guy for years to come? Well, I don't get that.
The
I really
disconnect
don't.
That I don't understand, I guess, for you.
Okay.
Is you seem to think that like the one game means the one performance means more or less? Like I think we have a sliding scale here about like the value of one game. Does that lift your impression of a player or not? The expectations really do matter here. My expectations for Jalen Hurts. Are I want him to get back to where I saw him look like number one or number two in the NFL. Like that, there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural? or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a pantheon, him, Mahomes at the time. Maybe it was Burrow. I'm not sure if he was even up there.
Can I just say one thing real quick? Like, from my standpoint, I'll happily take a top 7 to 10 quarterback. Like, I don't need him to be top 3 guy as he was 2 years ago. Like, is that my preference? Of course that's my preference. But if he was the 7th to 10th best quarterback in pro football, I'd say sign me up for a long time. Let's saddle up and hopefully they can.
So that's your baseline, that you don't believe he's the 7th to 10th best quarterback?
I don't.
I do. I believe that he can, that he is the 7th to 10th best, that he can move up into that elite pantheon if he continues to play with really just like parsimony, like go out there and preserve the football. Like, I see how much it matters to this quarterback.
That's been an improvement. 3 games in a row, that's
been
a big step.
It's pretty straightforward and basic. Those are things that we don't give him credit for until it goes haywire, until it goes wrong. He had so much on his plate at the beginning of the season that he's now learning to manage. It's different. It's very different than it ever was before. And, you know, it took him, I don't know, 5 games to get the swing of things. Give him a little bit of leeway.
Well, no, I mean, we're going to find out over the span of the whole season. He's the guy. There's no question about that. And I agree with you, John. There's something to be said for the learning curve, and some guys take to it and they start soaring, and some don't. I guess here's the thing. I can understand.
But it does concern me that it feels like it's not just you, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't playing his best football, and suddenly the discussion was, well, when can we move on?
Well,
to me is what's so wrong about all of this. Like, I don't want to move on at any point in the near future because I know he's got everything inside of him that we need. I've seen it and I've seen it look like he's the best quarterback in the world.
Hadn't you started thinking about it though? If he doesn't get his act together in the next year or two, he might be gone. And maybe should be gone?
Get his act together. I saw him get his act together. I hear
no,
about
I know.
Him
he,
getting his act
he
together.
Played great.
Like, over this bye, I heard about him not taking a break like everyone else did, and he got his act together. I believe it matters to this quarterback, and that matters a lot. I believe this quarterback is physically tough, and he will play through stuff.
There's no question.
That matters a lot,
he's
too,
very
because
tough.
There are quarterbacks who are starting in this league who will never even consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like old school stuff, like Peyton Manning never missed games. Like, I really admire
Jalen's
that.
Jalen's tough.
That's old school mentality.
I know.
I think Jalen, raised in that household with his dad coaching football, has that same old school mentality, and I love that. You should love that.
I do.
We should
appreciate that. I do.
This guy has the stuff that championships are made of, and we saw what it looked like. We saw him in the biggest game of them all, looking like the second best quarterback, maybe the best quarterback of them all. And I know that's in there. I know we can get back to it. I know it just takes the right people bringing it out of them. I don't want to move on. I don't want to consider moving on. That's not on the agenda at any point.
Well, look, I'm curious where everyone listening stands right now on Jalen Hurts. It's great to feel excited about the Eagles again. It really is. I mean, 3 weeks ago, we were really down. 2 weeks ago, they were 3-2 and we were really down. So they're in a much better spot. He obviously played his best game of the season the other day. There's no question about that. Very encouraging to know he played that way. I'm just curious how you net out the last 3.5 years, whatever you want to call it, the last year and a half, the last game. How do you net the whole thing out? For me, I think more about the year and a half and the failures than I do the 60 minutes of football. But I'm not discarding the 60 minutes of football. I want to be clear, guys. I hope he can build on this. Of course I do. We have seen players have some issues, have some struggles in their career. Something happens and they take off, or they, in this case, retake off. If that happens, beautiful. That'd be phenomenal.
Look around the league.
I'm not really expecting it. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real today.
Playing this position, the quarterback position, you can look around some of the top teams in the league right now and see quarterbacks who took a while to figure it out.
I know.
Jalen Hurts is so young, comparatively speaking, when you're looking at Baker Mayfield.
But I want
a guy who was discarded,
but can
thrown
I say
on the trash
John,
heap repeatedly.
Can I say something about Baker Mayfield? I wouldn't want him to be the Eagles starting quarterback.
Okay.
I wouldn't. And he's okay. He's an average
Sam
quarterback.
Sam Darnold is another quarterback.
I wouldn't want Sam Darnold to be the Eagles quarterback.
But understand, he wasn't good.
I agree with
he
you.
He was actually poor.
He was bad.
He's
yeah.
been shuffled from team to team to team to team to team.
Yeah.
But him playing the quarterback position, you take in information. You learn some things along the way,
sure.
osmotically.
Yeah.
You have to get reps. You have to be around this game. Jalen has to learn more about football from these coaches and the way that they want it to be played. Now, the coaches are going to be constantly checking with him. Hey, do you like it this way? Do you like it that way? Making sure he's most comfortable. But this is just like with basketball. This is all part of the process. Only this process actually has a chance to work.
All right.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.